album years ago. Mr. Scott T is in the house, or the room as they say, and ready for his show, so I'll bid you adieu, and Peter, my co-host, will be back next week. See you later.
You can't come in. You can't come in.
CITR Vancouver. We'll be right back.
Hey, that is amazing. This is the Western... Well, I gotta take off these headphones. It's sounding too weird. Okay, this is Scotty Seeing Drive. We're just listening to Western Standard Time, the big band tribute to the Scatolites. I've seen a lot of stuff on YouTube, but I finally got the album thanks to Matt from Simmerdown Records. And that's where you can get this album. It's amazing. Let me try these headphones again. Is that a little bit better? Weird. Nope, this is not going to work. I am tripping balls here. Hang on.
New headphones.
No headphones. Just got back from the Ska Festival this weekend in Victoria. Lots of crazy bands. I didn't get out there till Friday. Oh, man. Long story short, me and a friend decided we were going to be healthy British Columbians and bicycle to Victoria. Which is because beautiful weather and it's great for your body. And we took the SkyTrain and the bus to the ferry, but we thought, okay, we'll get on the ferry, we'll get off the ferry, we'll bike into the city. I'd never done the bike thing on the ferry. I'm usually on my scooter or in a car. Bought our tickets, kind of like follow a little sidewalk, trying to look for signs. We knew our ferry was taking off in about 10, 15 minutes. So we bring our bikes over to the ferry landing, waited for some cars to get in, followed in behind the cars, gave the lady her tickets, and then got on the ferry. And I had a bunch of friends that were on the ferry as well. Kyle, who was here last week, he was on the ferry. So, you know, we're trying to find each other so we can hang out and talk Ska Fest and that kind of stuff. And we just texting each other, I'm in the cafe. Okay, we went to the cafe, couldn't find him, and then he's like, where are you? I'm like, oh, we changed our place, we're up on the Lido deck, or whatever it is. Anyway, we just could not find each other the whole time. So, me and my friend, we just had a little nap. Ferry pulls up, doors open up, things aren't looking too familiar. Turns out, we got on the wrong ferry, and instead of going to Swartz Bay to Victoria, we ended up near Nanaimo at Duke Point. So, little to say, we were a little bit late getting to Victoria. We rallied, though. We put out some Craigslist Joe ads, and we hitchhiked a bit, and made it there just in time for the Mad Caddies, who were fantastic. And, that was the beginning of my Ska Fest weekend. Not one of my better times. Anyway, I did love... I was really upset. I missed the Sentiments, who are from Portland, Oregon, and Matt of the label Simmerdown Records. It's his latest incarnation of many, many bands from Portland that have come out. But anyway, Mike Birnbaum of Easy Big Fella also plays in that band. So I got to see those two guys, even though I didn't get to see them play. Partied all night. Yada, yada, yada. So great to see them. Anyway, Matt gave me a bunch of CDs and some vinyl. Some of the newer stuff that is on Simmerdown Records. So you should check out Simmerdown Records if any of this stuff is interesting you. Interesting? Brain dead. It's the sun. It's the booze. It's the other. Anyway, let's go to... This is the Simmerdowns. He also... dropped off the 7-inch, the Slackers and Crazy Bald Head 7-inch, Occupy 7-inch. All the funding for this is going to the OccupyWallStreet.org things, which is still happening, and they are still occupying in and around North America. There's still Occupy stuff going on. Do check it out, especially in the light of this weekend. There's a lot of live feeds going on. I don't know if you knew this, but hundreds of thousands of people are rallying across the States and Canada because of this whole racist... I'm not going to get political. I'm just going to play some music. Anyway, check out Occupy. This is Crazy Bald Head on the Occupy 7-inch. We said fight back. Don't share the wealth.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, and People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
And the
I found some better headphones. I feel better. I feel better. That was Westbound Train out of Boston. They're working on some new stuff, so stay tuned for that. Critical Ska was the name of that track. We also had from the Occupy 7-inch, which I was just talking about earlier. Where is that? Yeah, on Simmer Down Records. It's a split between The Slackers and Crazy Baldhead. That track was called Volunteers. And then the track a couple songs before that was called Cutback. And almost the same musicians on both of those. Not quite. That one was recorded in 2010. And the Slackers version is also available on their album Radio on Wadevsky Records. I just realized I don't have that album Radio. Weird. And this is a radio station. Anyway, The Sentiments, Please Stop Your Lying, off of their newest EP. And yeah, and then again, we started today off with that big band tribute, Western Standard Time, which I'll try and play another track off that at the end of the show, because it's just some killer stuff. This is like a 23-piece band from Los Angeles. Members, we've got Brian Dixon, formerly of the Agrolites, and the amazing Joey Altruda on bass, and just a ton of people on a bunch of different tracks on the horns. If you saw Dave Hilliard play this weekend in the Northwest, there's Nathan Breedlove is playing trumpet on a few of these tracks. Just the list goes on and on. I'm looking at this list. It's insane. Big band tribute to the Scatolites, Western Standard Time. Okay, what have I got here? Oh, okay, the Ska Fest was great. But apparently, in Vancouver this weekend, I heard that the show to be at was the Rancid show at the Commodore Ballroom. Just apparently it was better than they've ever been, and it was crazy. Two nights sold out. And this band I'm about to play for you, which I haven't heard of before, opened her up, and they're called The Interrupters, and I heard fantastic things about them. Right, Max? And this is The Interrupters, and this track is called Treat the Youth Right.
Treat the youth right, or you'll be playing with dynamite. Put it up a fight. Treat the youth right.
stores were boarded in the barrels. I found something you lost. Well, love is not a word like malice, not a thing that you can feel, but a sign that blessed the ruins and a dose of tow truck wheel.
younger brother's no job, but her mom's in Primark. She's the prettiest girl in the class by far, but she's not on a scooting, no rent up in the clouds, at least out the window. So that we can come party down at a girlfriend's room, where they play that sound, ba-da-bum, bum, bum, ba-da-bum, bum, bum, bum. And he moves out in front of the park, and he's got money, he's got a car, he promises the world, but no, he's 10 years older.
She was just a young girl
who had too much to drink, of a scumbag that wanted to take advantage. Now another little youth with her own little kid, she cried, she wasn't supposed to be like this. But I'm telling you that this is not just straight up a dress, just it's mainly what I've seen growing up out in the bit. So I got myself a lucky one, so I got yourself a lucky one in this Babylon system.
You only get one life when you die. Someone tell me why. It's the same story each time. You only get one life then you die. Someone tell me why. It's the same story each time.
Because he wouldn't get a job. He tells them that when I was at school they treated me like I was a fool. But his daddy just was blind, his youngest son is just a slob. And one day one of Danny's brothers mates at the Danny's brother's place and asked Danny boy if he wants a role man pay. And Danny boy's broke as a fucking joke, what can he say? And he wants to look their don in front of the crew so that they rate him. All he gotta do is take a package to a rave in Gansel, and that's just little more than 5 miles out from Leighton. But little does he know, and things are about to go. The police authority have clocked his old damn operation.
He was just a young boy
made a big mistake. Number 7 years inside, but better link cocaine. And he cries himself to sleep. And he may say it's a shame, because it wasn't supposed to be this way. But I'm telling you that this is not a state of a dress, just it's merely what I've seen growing up out in the pit. So I got myself a lucky one, so I got yourself a lucky one in this Babylon system.
You only get one life when you die. Someone tell me why. It's the same story each time. You only get one life then you die. Someone tell me why. It's the same story each time.
So to count myself a lucky one, so count yourself a lucky one in this Babylon system. Boy, count myself a lucky one, so count yourself a lucky one in this Babylon system. Boy, count myself a lucky one, so count yourself a lucky one in this Babylon system. Boy, count myself a lucky one, so count yourself a lucky one in this Babylon system.
You only get one life then you die. Someone tell me why. It's the same story each time. You only get one life then you die. Someone tell me why. It's the same story each time. You only get one life then you die. Someone tell me why. It's the same story each time. You only get one life then you die. Someone tell me why. It's the same story each time.
You're still tuned in to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM. That was the Skints from the album Parts and Parcel. Great stuff. I don't know, what else do we have in there? We had the Scatolites in there from their latest album, Walk With Me. And we had Tim Time Bomb in there as well with Tim Time Bomb, a.k.a. Tim Armstrong, from Rancid fame, doing a track there with Jesse Michaels, who he used to be in a band with Tim way back when, called Operation Ivy. It's there. It just came out like 3 days ago. Tim Armstrong's been putting out at least one song, if not two or three, every week on his Hellcat Records page and on YouTube. And that track was called Living in a Dangerous Land. And of course, there is, now that this has come out, there's speculation of, you know, maybe one day down the road, sometime, there may be an Operation Ivy reunion. But they've said it's never going to happen, but so do the Eagles. also in that track, Living in a Dangerous Land, Jesse Michaels also had the singer Amy Interrupter from the band The Interrupters, who we played before that. Treat the Youth Right. I don't think they have an album out yet, but there is a that single is available on a Hellcat compilation called Della La Bota. Okay. This weekend coming up, Vancouver Folk Festival at Jericho Beach Park. Always a great time, fantastic food. If you can't afford the tickets, you can still go to the beach, get some sun, listen to some great music over the fence. Lots of fantastic food. This year there's some really great bands, in particular the Sierra Leone Refugee All-Stars, who had just played Victoria last week and wowed everybody. Just everyone talking about what a great vibe and how they just brought the love to Victoria. They'll be playing the big stage on Friday night, and Saturday and Sunday. Saturday on the big stage, but it's the Folk Fest, so you're going to see all these musicians all over the place at the workshops and whatnot. But from Australia, really fantastic. This one of my favorite live bands. They're really up there for the live show. Usually they come to Vancouver and they play two or three sold out nights in a row at the Commodore. This time they're going to be outside in the sun, maybe even after sunset in a beautiful sky. It's going to be so fantastic. I'm trying to figure out, I haven't gone to Folkfest every year, but I've gone almost every year, and you know, they try and get people to dance in these little dance zones. You know, kind of like sometimes they try and do that at the Vogue and that kind of stuff. They have these little dance zones, but I don't know what's going to happen when this band plays. Their new album is called Brighter Than Gold, and it just came out not too long ago, and I don't know, just listen to this track, and you see if you could not dance your ass off to this. I think there's going to be a lot of blankets and those little teeny chairs, Folk Fest chairs that people sit on, you know, the ones that you see, so you're not blocking the person behind you, and also so you can yell at the people dancing in front of you. Well, you're going to have to be doing a lot of yelling when the Cat Empire take the stage, because one of the best live shows, and there's no way that crowd is going to be sitting still for any second of it. Here is Cat Empire, Brighter Than Gold.
Let's go. song that came up on me one night when the news it had been telling me better one more war and one more fight. And I sighed, but then I thought about my friends. Then I wrote this declaration just in case the world end. Our guns, we shot them in the things we said. Oh, we didn't need no bullets cause we rely on some words instead. Kill someone in argument, outwit them with our brains. And we kill ourselves are laughing at the funny things we say. My bombs, we had them safe for special times. When the crew would call us shakedown, we break down our party landmine. Women, that's so sexy, they explode us with their looks. Are we blowing up some speakers, jumping around till the ground shook? Our missiles, they were the road trips that we launched. Tripping across this silence, starting missions at the break of dawn. Yawn and smile, say what direction shall we take? Somewhere where it warm and wet, this bit of route we'd always take. And our weapons were our instruments, made from a timber and steel. We never yielded to conformity, but stood like kings in a chariot that's riding on a record wheel. Made from a timber and steel, we never yielded to conformity, but stood like kings in a chariot that's riding on a record wheel. Our weapons were our instruments, made from a timber and steel. We never yielded to conformity, but stood like kings in a chariot that's riding on a record wheel. While we're smoking, now we're feeling extra hot. And we sneak into a car park with the skaties on our back. When we're flying down the level, selling on the attack, now on the attack. And battles, they happen in these dinosaurs. See, we'd rather fight with music, choosing one, the rhythm war. Battle at these shakedowns, and we battle at these gigs. We do battle in our bedrooms, made some sweet love to the beat. And our allies grew wherever we would grow. See, whenever we together, any stranger feel at home. No, instead we're doing simple things. Good loving, finding, run amok. This be a declaration written about my friends. It's engraved into this song so they know I'm not forgetting them. See, maybe if the world contained more people like these, then the news would not be telling me about all our warfare endlessly. And our weapons were our instruments, made from a timber and steel. We never yielded to conformity, but stood like kings in a chariot that's riding on a record.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen, and then get riding.
Okay, just about out of time there. And, oh, the bikes. Okay, well, yeah, hopefully you'll see you down at the Vancouver Folk Fest. Those last two tracks, of course, were The Cat Empire, Brighter Than Gold, and The Chariot. And, yeah, they'll be playing Saturday night on the big stage, and they'll be playing throughout the day on Saturday and Sunday. So, don't miss that. It's going to be awesome. And I keep forgetting to check the weather. I just assume it's going to be hot and sunny every day, like it has been. It's amazing. And no, I'm not jinxing it. You can listen to this podcast at CITR.ca, or you can go to musicaloccupation.com for this podcast and many others. Check it out, musicaloccupation.com. I'm going to end it off with another track from the Western Standard Time Band. This is the big band tribute to the Scatolites. And so much great stuff on this. And I was saying to someone earlier, I've just about heard every version of Scatolite, like so many bands do tributes to the Scatolites. So many, and the Scatolites play tributes to the Scatolites, but so do so many other bands. And just getting this amount of amazing musicians and doing something in the big band way. This is we've all heard the big band ska versions. This is the big band ska version. Anyway, this is a classic Scatolites track, Ringo.